Welcome back, MGTOW Men. So you ever say the words, "All right, I love you." And when you say those words, you think about those words, you don't really understand what the heck you said, what it represents, the person that you're saying them to. But you just do it because you want to preserve something. And while you're preserving these things, which I'm about to outline in a second, you're forfeiting everything else, your freedom. Okay, you're now taking the ball from your court, you're offering it over to her. And don't expect there to be give and go. Okay, that's not it. It's not teamwork. It's straight up Kobe Bryant, end of the game, ISO. No Stockton Malone. Okay, these things that you're trying to preserve are, but not limited to, preserving the chance of sex. Duh. They want to keep decorum. You're a nice guy. I've been the nice guy. They don't know how to deal with conflict. They think, oh, now isn't the right time to deal with the conflict in life and break. I don't really want to be in this relationship anymore, so I'll do it when I'm less busy and so forth. Nope, the more time that you leave it hanging on the cliff like that, the further that you get from being where you need to be. And you want to keep her around like a bad piece of luggage. You'll almost have a testosterone zap. And that testosterone zap is what this guy, Axe1341, who delivered a comment in my gym pickup failure video that I did the other day, wrote to me. So I'm going to read it today. And I'm going to talk about how it's actually over when you say, "I love you." It's over. Be Han Solo. So, Hoodie, here's a little story for you. Not how I came to MGTOW, but still a good story. This is over 10 years ago. I was already MGTOW in pretty much monk mode. We had a new woman hired at the company. She was divorced, I'd learned. She was quite attractive, and she was flirting with me in the break room. Being an old PUA, I took advantage of the situation and asked her out. The first date went very well, and when I dropped her off at her home, she asked me not to leave. The next night, she shows up at my door with stuff. Each night, she would show up with more stuff, kind of like making the mistake of feeding a stray dog. That's a good comparison. I just couldn't leave her alone or get her to leave. Within a few weeks, she told me she loved me. I did not tell her the same. She said she understood, and she would tell me she loved me every day. She was very good to me the whole time, probably because that was in limbo period. And after a few months, I was walking out the door to go to work, and she said, "Have a great day. I love you." Oh, man. I said it before I could catch myself. "Love you too." It slipped out, and I couldn't get the words back in my mouth. Yikes. Instantly, things changed. I mean that instant. And by the time I made it 10 minutes to drive to work, everyone knew. I was hit with it when I walked in the door at work. And the thing that I asked myself right now was whether or not they knew because she had told somebody or because they could tell it in his expression and energy. That's the thing I want to know. I think it could be both. And that night when I got home, I tried to act like nothing had happened, but she was now in control. And within a week, she gave me an ultimatum about the computer hacking that I was doing on the side because it was cutting into her time. That mean it was cutting into the amount of attention she was getting from me. She walked into my office and said, "If you don't stop hacking, I'm leaving." And this is kind of funny that he's doing hacking on the side, but nonetheless, I got up from my desk, walked over to the office closet and grabbed a box and started putting her stuff in it. She is watching in amazement. She said, "What are you doing?" I told her, "You said you are leaving. I'm helping you pack." I had her out in less than an hour. The next morning, when I walked in the door at work, everyone knew. The woman didn't say a word. Those guys, they would get me off to the side and say things like, "Dude, you're the man, balls of steel." But he did not have balls of steel in that 20, 30-minute period. I know that he didn't. I know that I would not have. And when I asked what version of the story they heard, it was exactly as it happened. At least she told the truth about it. It's a victory here, okay? That was the last time I let one move in. After that, I wouldn't even let one leave a toothbrush. Nowadays, I don't let them know my address. Ghost. So basically, be Han Solo. And I know I'm making so many references here, NBA references, but now a Star Wars reference. If you remember, Princess Leia says, "I love you." He says, "I know." Star Wars, bringing in the red pill moments. And that quote always stuck with me. And hearing this comment the other day actually reminded me of one of my relationships. And the exact same thing happened to me. I had learned it from a previous relationship in which I was infatuated and I said, "I love you," almost immediately. All that did right off the bat was not only scare her away, but it emasculates you in a sense as well. And the reason that it emasculates you is because the relationships today are more about dominance. They're not even about shared love. One side is almost always leeching off the other, and so many men are emerging as the empaths, as they are the ones making the sacrifices. They are the one applying the love. And for example, I was talking with a friend the other night, and we were touching on the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, which I think is a really valuable and important movie to talk on within a MGTOW context. The male protagonist in the story is attempting to make a move on Holly Golightly, who is Audrey Hepburn. He makes the move on her, thinks that he has a window to do so, but all that occurs when he attempts to take advantage of the window is that he scares her away even more. She never wanted the long-term relationship. She wants to think about it, whatever that means. I don't know. She goes her own way. She goes the other way. Her own way was crazy. Conversely, he's crushed, and she goes immediately back to taking care of the cat, unfazed. My memory regarding this movie is a little fuzzy, but from what I can remember from it, for the most part, that's essentially the narrative. That is what happened. And I conclude with this point about the classic movie because it illustrates an indelible truth that I illustrated in last Sunday's video regarding Ephesians 5 and the idea of love and what love is and who actually supplies it. So I made the connection between sacrifice and passion and subsequently love, considering the connotative connection between love and passion that is described by all those cheesy harlequin novels that everyone's reading these days. The man is therefore the one typically supplying the love if he deems himself worth sacrificing on behalf of that person. Again, sacrifice is the main word. Love is not love as it is painted. Love is not romance. And sexual attraction and Leonardo DiCaprio Titanic love is a myth. Love is an idea that is created in alternate universes in order to give people something to fantasize about, and it's almost always the woman on the other end receiving that romantic affection from the man. The man has it, the woman does not, and that's why she wants to hear you speak those words. Okay, it's an act of conquest almost. And the man is the one supplying the love. The man more easily has his heart broken. Hence, you see so many men post-divorce become hermits, so to speak. They're not out there trying to pursue more. Okay, you see a lot of that within MGTOW, obviously, but you see a lot of that outside of MGTOW. These men, they see their divorces as failures, okay, because they wanted something to succeed. And having it leave an empathic and emotional gap in their heart. And conversely, I heard from a friend this week through email about how he was talking to a woman he assumed that was in her late 40s, and she announced that she was having a divorce party. That is an oxymoron in my eyes, unless obviously you're on the other end and you're getting all your assets taken from you and you're getting your time and your sanity taken from you. And obviously, I'm not saying that absolutely every relationship is ending and represented in this way, but don't let society, don't let the media shame you into believing that men are the curmudgeons that aren't capable of being empathic. They're usually ones that are vulnerable. And the minute you say, I love you, is the minute that things usually fall apart. Go MGTOW, guys. Go MGTOW. And you have given her the rush that she wanted to have. That's all you're supplying. And for her, oftentimes, this is the case with women that don't possess self-esteem within themselves and have to go out of themselves to attain it. And these women are looking to see if they can get you, okay, as the man, to the point where you're infatuated with them. It's essentially an incessant drive to pursue self-esteem aggregation, and you're just one route towards that. Usually, it will last that high for maybe a month or so after you say it, but then things will change. For him, it was instant. And saying I love you is leaping off a precipice. You're not hang gliding. There's no soft landing. Your anvil plummeting. She's watching you plummet. It's an instant change. And I remember finally finishing my thought that I started at the beginning of the segment, that there was one phone conversation that I was having with my ex, and she said, I love you over the phone. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I think I said thank you that first time. Somehow we get back into this topic. I back myself into a corner and having another late night conversation over the phone. I touched upon this in my sleep interrogation video a couple months ago and stated, never have a phone conversation with someone that is important and that could potentially put you in a bad spot past 11 p.m. I would say, well, I got back in this corner and I said, I love you. I can't remember exactly the specific chain of events that occurred, but when you put these words into air and women are more acutely moved by words and language than men are, things change mentally. We are far more visual, men are. You put yourself into a vulnerable position because even if these three words, the expectations, they're just three words, but the expectations to consummate those three words and to reciprocate for those three words are quite asinine, I'll have to admit. expectations, the pressure, felt and unfelt, conscious and subconscious, will escalate. And soon you'll be in a position in which you're there as an emotional tampon, you're there as a financial provider, you're housing her, in this guy's case, and you're there to sacrifice ultimately. And I'm not saying this because I'm offering the alternative. I'm not going to spin it around here. I'm not offering a PUA alternative, essentially, which is to delay the admission of love for as long as possible in order to maintain sexual tension and the opportunity for sex. That's not what I'm looking at here. I'm making note of this point, okay, to point out the severity of even entering into a glimmer of this type of relationship. And he knew that. And I'm saying this because it's a cautionary tale as well. And I'm saying this because this is not how it naturally should be. I believe that because this exists today, the fact that this exists today, this paints a picture on the distorted purpose that relationships have. Because, right, my horoscope said this. It was supposed to be love at first sight, and you said you loved me, but you changed your mind, and you're not the man that I knew. I thought I knew. You're not a man of your word. It's over. So be Han Solo, because once you say I love you, you're frozen in Jabba the Hutt's chamber. That happened anyway, whatever. I just thought that sounded good. And also, as always, at the end of each video, I've been announcing I want to put together a book, a collection of stories from MGTOW men sharing how they came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit them. Hit me up with that to take part in it. You know where to do so, at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out. Have a good weekend.